Syn Media acknowledges and pays respects to the people of the Woiwurrung and Boonwurrung language groups of the Eastern Kulin Nations, on whose unceded lands the Syn office stands. Syn and the Art Smitten team would like to further acknowledge the traditional custodians and their ancestors of the lands and waters across Australia where our content reaches. Art Smitten would like to expand that respect to Bunjil, the great creator ancestor of the Kulin Nations. Sovereignty has never been ceded. It always was and always will be Aboriginal land. Welcome back. You're listening to Art Smitten on Syn 90.7 FM. And today in the studio, I have Matisse and Bunda from Next Wave, two members of their Young Artistic Directorate team. Next Wave hosts programs, projects, and facilitates artistic visions and collaborations of community at their space on Sydney Road and around. Welcome, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thanks for coming on. I'm curious as to how you would describe Next Wave.
Next Wave is just like a non-for-profit arts organization that basically aims to like support early career artists mostly, but also mid-career, I guess, with a focus on experimental and like contemporary arts.
Cool. And how did you guys get started?
I had worked with Next Wave independently a couple times through my own project, We Eating Good. I did their first ever Radical Hospitality, and then I catered through an event for their lab like 2 years ago as well. And then I think just through my connection through them, that's how I found myself in the Young Artistic Directorate.
And yourself?
I just yap a lot, and then like eventually my friend Nikila, who's a lead programmer there, kept hearing me yap and was like, oh, come check this out. And then I joined a focus group, and then they kind of liked what I had to say, and then like one thing led to another.
Yeah. As of now, we've been planning the 40-year anniversary party during Next.
Mm-hmm. 25th of May.
25th of May at 6 p.m.
Tickets in someone's bio.
Brunswick Mechanics Institute. So we've been meeting every week. And even before that, we were meeting like once a week, once every 2 weeks, and just fleshing out ideas.
Yeah.
We've had like workshops. We're just trying to... They're trying to teach us as much as possible when it comes to artistic direction, curating, production.
Yeah, so each of us have, there's four of us, right? Mm. And each of us have this thing called like a radical hospitality we have to put on, which is essentially like a food-based event,
cool,
which incorporates art and gets community involved. So like we each have one to host throughout the year.
Mm.
Mags just did theirs recently, which was cool.
And they involve dance in theirs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So each of us come from a different side of, I guess, a practice of some sort. So this is like this lab that's coming up, the 40 anniversary, is kind of us four coming together to work on something.
Yeah. Why food? What was the choice there?
I don't think... when I did the first event with them, I think it was just about bringing people together, community and conversation.
Mm.
And also just like it's in the name, radical hospitality. Like what does it look like for hospitality to be radical?
Mm.
And mine was, you know, I just involved like local chefs, I cooked myself, I collaborated with Gruel, which is another like food platform, and we just kind of laid like all of this like intercultural food on like two tables, and we had like a DJ and like a live barbecue, and it was just like, it wasn't like the normal like going to a restaurant kind of vibe. But I think they're also like moving away from it being just completely food based. I think they're like opening it up to other things.
I work really most in like documentation and stuff, so I'm making the zine that's gonna kind of reflect the event.
Cool.
What are you working
on? I have been focused on the programming, so yeah, just curating the lineup, which has been really exciting. Like the artists that are going to be there on the night are incredible. So we have Nu. She does live coding. As she sings, she sounds like an angel.
It's actually really cool.
Wow.
Yeah. Super sick.
I found out about her through this, like, and I started checking it out, and, like, it's insane. Like, it didn't make sense to me at first, but now I'm, like, fully in.
Yeah. I think I programmed her because I want to see it live. I've only seen it on Instagram.
Okay.
And I just really wanted to see it. And it just fits so well with like the theme of the event, past, present, and future.
Mm-hmm.
It's very futuristic and very experimental.
Mm.
We have Kuda, who is just like a performer, like can sing their heart out. They're incredible. We have Colette DJing, Vinyl, Lakatoy doing a DJ set as well. Makisa is doing live painting.
Shout out Makisa.
Shout out Makisa. And we have DD doing like light set design and Shanaz doing that as well. It's a really big mixing pot of like local icons, in my opinion.
Cool.
And then we have some really sick catering by Ron and Jafari, aka My Name Chef, and Dora Matseo as well. They're collabing on like sustainable fast food.
Awesome.
Dora's cool as well.
Yeah, Dora's my girlfriend.
Oh, and there's a live scribe as well.
And there's a live scribe.
So it's like someone like you come up to with like a story and you answer a question.
Yeah.
And they will lie like on a projector, they'll draw it out.
We decided just based on the 40 years is the past, present, future.
Cool. Yeah.
It's a good way to round it up, and in a lot of ways we can draw from that to represent different aspects of the celebration.
Mm.
This is the party is kind of rounding out Next Wave's lab.
Mm-hmm.
So the lab is like a 2-day art event. There's like workshops, artist talks, performances, and it spans over 3 days. And there's some in the city, there's some at Brunswick Mechanics Institute, and some at the Pavilion in Parkville. That's going to be really exciting. I'm doing like a pickling workshop with Mariana Wood on a Saturday. Yum. I'm really excited for that. But there's, some incredible artists, some Next Wave alumni who are going to be doing some really exciting things.
40 years is a long time.
It is, well. Girl.
Yeah, they spent, it was up until 2021. They were a festival.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they were focused mostly on like, contemporary and, like, experimental artists. But, and they decided, like, the best way to cater to, like, the art community out here was to change the model of the whole organisation.
Mm.
But, the 40 years is, like, it's kind of cool because we have, like, in the Zenite, we found, like, a snippet from the original founder, Andrew Blebby, and he just discusses how it all began and all that. And, like, they worked with, like, Kate Sobrano. Like, that was random.
Mm.
And who was that guy that, the Great Gatsby movie? Who was that?
I have no idea.
I can't remember. He did the movie Australia.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Cool. But he worked with us too. And there's so much like,
Yeah, we saw like a bunch of old like festival posters at Brunswick Mechanics Institute. And it really told a story of how like the organization has changed over the years, but also the main goal has stayed the same, which is to support artists.
The three different kind of programs we work with are like, so we're the Young Artistic Directorate.
Mm-hmm.
The artistic directors are 8 people around the country that they're kind of where the artist-led movement comes from, where they make a few decisions as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then us with the artistic directorate, we pick the kickstart artists who we fund for 2 years. And they have like those 2 years to experiment, make anything they really want.
Yeah.
And then, they are paired with the artistic directors.
Yeah. We actually am going to be meeting those Kickstart artists and next week?
Yeah, next week.
Yeah. So that's going to be really exciting because we've seen so much of them on paper and online. It's going to be really exciting to meet them in person. But yeah, the way it works is that there's no one artistic director. We have a CEO, Jacina Young, at the moment, who's amazing. But it's really, like, decentralized by having these 8 artistic directors who, vary in practice, background.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's an interesting model.
I know, and we're the youngins.
Yeah.
We're the young versions, but all of the artistic directorate are based in NAM.
Can you tell me a bit about the public-facing events for All School Lab?
Can we? Of course we can. So we'll be running from the 24th to the 25th of May.
Awesome.
There's from like 3 different venues.
Okay.
The M Pavilion, the NAM, is it Ngurugu Library?
It's
the
just...
The one near Queen Vic?
Yeah.
Yes.
Just opened up. Cool. Yeah.
And at Brunswick Mechanics Institute.
Awesome.
I can just give a rundown of what's happening.
Yeah,
but
please.
I won't go too deep because that's just, that's spoiling.
I know, you have to come see for yourself.
Yeah, yeah, on the 24th and the 25th of May, ticks in someone's bio.
Ticks are in Next Wave's bio.
Next Wave's bio, thank you. Who's going to be there? Keynote lecture with Nat Randall.
Cool.
Thank you. Creator of The Second Woman Conceived, which was made in 2016. It was an all-female identifying and non-binary team. It's been heralded as one of the finest examples of independent Australian theatre in years by The Guardian.
Wow.
That was off the top of the dome, by the way.
We also have Next Wave alumni Luke King, who is a deaf artist, and also the former Next Wave creative producer, Erica McClammon, as well.
Cool.
Shout out.
Yeah. And also our artistic directorate. They're all doing their own thing as well.
Cool.
Yeah, so this is a very big... So this is where we come in, the young people, to throw a really sick party to let people know that just because Next Wave's 40 doesn't mean they're boring. They're actually really cool and fun. And so it's at Brunswick Mechanics on the 25th. It's a Saturday night.
Ooh.
We've got some really sexy DJs. It's 6 to 11 with performances... DJs, live painting, live scribing, a giant, like, three-tiered cake.
Wow.
Yeah. It's going to be
three tiers. Awesome. I've never seen that in my life.
It's a huge cake.
Is someone, is one of you going to be in it and then...
Yes, me.
You have to wait. And, yeah, okay. Yeah, you see it on the 25th of May.
No one knows it. No one knows, but I will be stepping into the cake.
Wonderful. You heard it here first.
And some really sick catering from some local chefs as well. Ron and Jafari and Dora Maceo, they're doing their take on a sustainable happy meal almost.
Cool.
Run me through it.
I will, honey. Yeah. I will. Oh, so it's an onigiri cheeseburger with wallaby. Have you had wallaby?
No.
It's delicious. So it's a wallaby cheeseburger with onigiri rice.
Cool.
And there's like a big slice of pickled yellow daikon in there to be like the cheese. And they're like dehydrating potatoes to make them like fries.
Cool.
Yeah. They've got a branding moment. It's going to be so fun. It's really, really delicious.
I would just like to say, yeah, it's running from 6 to 11. So come through.
Yeah.
Get your night started quite well.
Oh, and the fruit is free.
Yeah.
It's included in the very cheap ticket, which is
$12
for unwaged and community. Yeah. And then there's an $18 ticket. If you have a job, you could pay for a ticket.
18's not even bad.
Not bad.
Also free companion tickets and disability tickets and First Nations mob tickets.
Yes.
I'd just like to just make aware that all our venues and events are disability accessible in many various ways.
And we're going to have an area in the studio where people can come and use these to be access packs that are going to be dropped off and like a nice comfy section so if people need to take a second away from the raging party, they can.
Awesome.
Yeah, the haptic vest that we're going to have at the party, it's for like the deaf and like hard of hearing. So it's just like there's like touch points and they have like, you can kind of like, they vibrate and so you can kind of still feel, and it syncs with the music.
Okay, cool.
So it's like they can still experience it and still be a part of it. Various ways. There's also going to be like sunflower lanyards everywhere for the unseen disabilities as well. And all the events, there'll be downloaded like a PDF you can use where the whole event, like story basically will be explained so you can go into it. Yeah.
Knowing exactly what's up.
Yeah, yeah. Awesome. And there'll be interpreters as well at every single event.
Sweet. So it runs from 6 to 11.
6 to 11.
6 to 11.
How long will the food be on for?
I think all night. We're catering for 200.
Wow.
So, you know, come through, get a little onigiri cheeseburger and dance the night away.
Yeah, start your night well.
Next Wave is hosting an event called All School Lab. There are some public-facing programs at M Pavilion Parkville, Brunswick Mechanics Institute, and New Library, at Queen Vic Market, which if you haven't been to check that one out, it's actually pretty cool.
It's from the 24th to the 25th of
24th May. To the 25th of May. All of this is culminating in a 40-year anniversary party called
During next,
which will be running from
6 to 11.
Wonderful. And there's quite a few interesting little programs over the weekend as well. There's a pickling workshop.
Yes, by Mariana.
There's a sauna lab
that's being built. It's being built as we speak,
I'm very interested to see what that.
I'll see you guys.
Do you want to come?
I actually really want to go to that.
I want to go to the sauna one so bad.
We're pickling vegetables.
Nice. Yeah.
Any particular ones?
I'm actually not sure. I'm very keen to find out.
Cool.
Follow at NextWave on Instagram.
25th of May.
25th of May.
6 to 11.
Yeah.
Cheap tickets.
Yeah.
Good vibes. Sydney Road. You can go out after. You can get a good snack in.
Yeah.
See some weird and wonderful performances.
Exactly.
Live coding, scribing, DJs.
Singing.
McKee's on the paint.
Painting. yeah, sounds awesome. I'm keen. I'm going to get a ticket.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah.
Woo, we did it. We sold one ticket.
And maybe many more. We'll find out.
Please buy a ticket.
Go Knicks.
Awesome. Thank you guys for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
You're listening to Art Smitten on Sin 90.7 FM. Yeah, wow.